Mr. Conrad, don't you think you ought to put some pants on? Grandpa was not a person who was known for strict punctuality, but there was an incident when I was 9 or 10 years old and visiting him and Grandma that really stands out in this regard. We had just gotten back from an extended trip to Denver and Chicago, and arrangements had been made for me to fly back home to Raleigh. Of course, we were running late to catch the plane, and Grandpa was furiously pacing the floor in the front room of 201 South Laurel on a first-rate tirade about the possibility of my missing my flight because of Grandma's delay in getting ready to go to the airport. Grandma was back in the bedroom getting ready, and Grandpa was continually yelling back to her that if she didn't hurry up, that we were just going to leave her. There was nothing that was particularly unusual about this, except for the fact that Grandpa was attired only in a t-shirt, boxer shorts, socks, and shoes. I guess he was so consumed in his tirade about Grandma's tardiness that he had not noticed that he was only clad in his underwear and shoes. Finally, he could stand it no longer and yelled back to Grandma, "All right, we're just going to leave you back here then." He then grabbed his hat and put it on, grabbed my hang bag of clothing, threw it over his shoulder, and stormed out the front door in his underwear and hat with my bag over his shoulder. At that point, I believe it was Uncle Lou who made the reasonable suggestion of, "Mr. Conrad, don't you think you ought to put some pants on?" I'm sorry to say that I do not remember what happened after that. I do remember that I was laughing so hard that I was having trouble catching my breath as Grandpa stormed back in and back to the bedroom to get dressed.